It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on the Golf News Net. That's right, golfnewsnet.com. That's where you want to go to find all of these radio podcast shows. Well, at least they're there for three times during the day that they air. So today, of course, Monday. And then this coming Saturday morning is Great American Golf, although we will not be on the air this coming Saturday morning in honor of the Thanksgiving holiday. So no show this coming Saturday, but normally every Saturday, the show airs about three times on the Golf News Net. Then they all go over to the big audio platforms. You know that by now. I've been talking about it. Same thing with television. They go over to all the big video platforms. So you can find the shows to begin with on golfnewsnet.com. And we certainly thank Ryan Ballingy, the proprietor of Golf News Net. 1.5 million visitors a month to that website. And I've got a surprise for everybody. The footprint of Great American Golf and the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show and Match Play TV is going to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's some news coming out, not just about me, but there's also some big news coming out in the world of golf technology that is getting ready to be announced. I think you're going to be interested and surprised. So we do have a lot more golf to talk about between now and the end of the year. We wish everybody a blessed, safe, fun and meaningful Thanksgiving holiday. But we're going to get underway right now with Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional, as well as Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America historian emeritus. And one more thing, if you would like to be in on my holiday gift guide, you got to write to me. You've got to just do it. GolfAdams@MSN.com. Send me an email. Ray, I want in. GolfAdams@MSN.com. You can also weigh in on any of the conversation. Guests that you'd like to see on the show, comments, anything you want to talk about. If you have nonprofit charitable golf tournaments going on around the country, let me know. I'll advertise for you for them for free. I've been doing that for 25 years as we continue on right now streaming the Monday Golf Lifestyle podcast today. Okay. Holiday gift guide includes Tour Edge, includes Squares golf shoes. You know, the thing about Squares is that traditional golf shoes squeeze your toes together and they throw off your balance. They're uncomfortable and they disconnect you from the ground. Squares golf shoes does the opposite. They have a patented wider toe box. The square toe gives your toes room to spread out and be flat the way that nature intended your feet to be. And it gives you a stable base, a better feel for the ground, a stronger connection to every step, swing, or stride. More comfort, more distance. I'm talking about Squares golf shoes. They're in the gift guide. And then the Greenside Essentials golf towel. I'll be having the owner and the proprietor of Greenside Essentials golf towel on later in the show. You'll meet him. The golf puck. You've got to get the golf puck for your alignment. Aculine and the golf puck. As well as Pure One. Pure One has a golf club that is fully weighted, but a smaller head. And they have a way that gives you instant feedback. And you're going to want to go to the website when you get the gift guide. Just click over every single one of these products in the gift guide. You just click over, takes you right to the website. And then, Dr. Gavin Rutledge, if you have some lower back pain, he's the world's expert on it. One of them anyway, Gavin Rutledge. And you want to go to painfreeandconfident.com. And then the Tally Tumbler, one of my favorite products, tallytumbler.com, Ashworth Golf Apparel. If you wear Ashworth Golf Apparel, you're wearing a part of history, folks, at ashworthgolfapparel.com. Legacy Golf Club, right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Big championship golf course with all of the amenities you can think of. Trail pass on sale right now. And then Found It Golf, so you never lose a golf club again. Found It Golf. All right, we're on, guys, and I've got to go to Craig because we've got a PGA Tour event that saw a winner that I don't know that he came out of the blue, Craig. He's been trending, but tell me a little bit more about Valamaki.
Young man that's been playing some good golf. You know, he played a very nice final round, shot four under. You know, he was just able to, you know, have a very nice clean back nine. I mean, he just was able to keep playing and keeping the ball in play and giving himself opportunities. And even though he got forced from the, you know, somebody came back from way back from McGreevy and Castillo, he was able to hold them off and win by one shot. A good event. An event that they toughened up a little bit. I'm assuming the wind picked up a little bit because they were, I believe, what did we say, 16 under starting the other day after a couple rounds. And now they're all the way up there. They only got up to 23. So the golf course tightened up on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, he shot a 62 on Friday. So this young man can play some serious golf from Finland. Max McGreevy was right there just one stroke back. He shoots a 63 yesterday. Ricky Castillo, I don't really know much anything about him, Bob. Maybe you do. He shoots a 62. Golf course playing, I think. Craig, I know you said it tightened up a little bit, but these scores, again, are kind of a Wild West shootout. Great scores on the weekend for really all these relatively unknown players. Bob?
I was impressed with that long par putt save that Valamaki made on 16. I thought that was really has showed he was in the zone, and he had to come up with a putter from below the green in the swale to do that. And he did the best thing under that circumstances. When you get that opportunity and cash in, that's the moment where it may be turning your entire career around.
Absolutely. Now he wins 500 FedEx Cup points, but they're calling him the fall points. And I'm wondering, we talked about this and we had quite a conversation about it on multiple occasions. I've been talking about it for years. You win a fall event, you don't get an invite to the Masters. I think that is beyond wrong, but they didn't invite me on the committee there at Augusta yet, Craig.
Nope.
He gets 500 points. Now they used to get what, 300 points? Or maybe that was the alternative events, if I remember. You know, this whole FedEx Cup thing changes every minute and certainly every year. So, and I know it's changing again next year. And there's a whole bunch of videos out there you can watch, folks, if you want to learn how the FedEx Cup points work for next year and how all of that is going to go down. But Craig, he gets 500 points and he wins $1.2 million, but he's not playing in the Masters.
No, and you know what, Ray? That's the Masters Competition Committee can decide how they want to, who they want to invite. And, you know, almost every week we talk about not knowing the people in the field. So in their committee eyes, maybe if nobody knows who they are, why should we be inviting them? So,
well, because they won a PGA Tour event, number one, and because number two, they are some of the greatest players on the earth, even though nobody knows who they are.
Well, but then it says the quality of the field that the Masters doesn't think that.
And there
this
you
is
go
up to the PGA Tour quality. I mean,
and there
the
you go.
PGA Tour is biting themselves in the butt in a lot of ways.
I think you hit it right on you hit the ball right off the tee, perfectly square, when you said that this golf tournament does not include the world's greatest players, or let's say the best known players. They're out. They're not here. And Bob, I think that's the reason, don't you?
Can I give you a little a caveat to all this?
Yeah.
The Masters, when I was working at the PGA of America, I had one of their communications people call me out of the blue and just ask me about our system for the PGA of America's qualifications.
Yeah.
Well, we talked the top 100 since I was employed there. in the world rankings. And we go deeper into about 110, 120, just to make sure we got people in that group in case someone gets injured or gets sick and they get the strongest field possible. That's what the PGA of America, under Kerry Higgs' supervision, has done for many, many years.
Yeah.
Back to Mr. Valimaki. He can get into the Masters if he stays within the top 50 of the world rankings. He is projected to move to number 40 in the world. So your first statement is half 50-50. He has a
Okay.
good chance to make the field.
Okay, and that's because of world rankings. Very good.
Correct.
Well, listen, I'm proud of him. I'm glad he won. Any of these guys that would have won, I would have been happy with the win. I watched a little bit of the golf. And of course, I tried to spend more time on the LPGA Tour and the CME. But there we go. PGA Tour, Valimaki wins, and we are done for the year. Although we are going to go on and have a little bit more golf. Craig, what's our schedule look like on the PGA Tour?
Well, we got the silly season coming up, Ray, and we got the, so I we have the Skins game starting out here in Palm Beach Gardens at Pather National this Friday, so that'll be on, and then we have the Hero World Challenge that'll be in December 4th through the 7th, and then we're going to get ready for Q School for the Korn Ferry at December 11th through the 14th.
Now, let's talk about the Hero a little bit. We've talked about it over the years. That's kind of Tiger's little member guest event. Is it still shaping up to be like that?
They don't have the list of players yet announced. I was actually looking at that this morning. So the assumption is
Yeah,
that
I
Scottie
haven't seen it.
Scheffler will defend his title, but they have not released the field yet. So we got a little bit of time for the for people have confirmed or denied whether or not they're going to come out to the Bahamas for the week.
Oh, they're putting it on the PGA Tour schedule, Bob, but this is not a, I mean, this is not a fall event. It
Correct.
doesn't, you don't get anything out of it other than to hang around and have some fun and win a little bit of money, right?
A lot of money, yeah.
Well, Scotty won $1 million for winning it, and there's only what, about 20 players invited? Is that right?
Anytime $1 million is hanging up there, it's pretty nice.
Right. Listen, I'm sure he put it in the bank, and he's paying his light bill and his water bill. He's okay. We're not worried about Scotty. Nice to see him be back to play a little golf. And as Craig called it, the silly season. Then they're going on. They've got the Korn Ferry Q School. There is no more Champions Tour Q School. That doesn't occur. Grant Thornton. What's that tournament about down in Naples? What's the Grant Thornton?
That
Bob
is the
or Craig?
PGA and LPGA playing against with each other.
Yeah, and they're playing at Tiburon right where they finished yesterday, right? Let's get to it, Bob. Introduce it. This young lady can play some serious golf. Gino Thitacool wins the tour championship, and I like it a lot. And she defends her title too. She won last year, correct?
Yeah, she's 4,800 under par in 2 years on that golf course. I would have her stay over and play with somebody in the Grant Thornton. I'd hijack her to be on that team.
I would
If she,
presume that
yeah,
she'll be
yeah.
there.
This is a world tour and always has been a world tour for the last 25 years.
Yes.
There's a movie that was out called Crazy Rich Asians. Well, I think that you're seeing a lot of that in golf right now. Crazy rich, smart, excellent playing Asians. And they are dominating the game from start to finish. Those Pajari Anarukhan was of Thailand, friends, good friends with Gino on the road, obviously. They were playing a different golf course than the rest of the entire field. That's how good it looked out there to them. They're in a zone. They're making every shot, and I'm sure Craig could analyze watching some of that. But Gino doesn't get herself in bad positions. The only time she's ever slipped up in her life, she four putted to give the title to Charlie Hull in Cincinnati, and she told one of the reporters from Golf Week that she cried for so hard she had put an ice pack on her face. She went away for a month to Maine to get away. And she recharged her batteries and look where she is now. And the best thing about Ray, I thought, was she left a little history involved. She set the all-time season scoring record beating Annika Sörenstam, which I
Yes.
thought was pretty amazing. And she went 68-6, 68-6-8-1 to Annika's 6-9-6. And they have actual scoring averages, which I really think is a very cool about the Vaire Trophy. And the Vardon Trophy on the men's tour is lowest adjusted scoring average based upon the fields and the par. So I'm more impressed with this accomplishment based on a season scoring actual average.
Yes. I'm continually and constantly impressed by LPGA tournament golf. They've got a big new TV deal coming up next year. They're going to be on the tournaments that are covered are 4 rounds. They've got a bigger purse. I think ladies golf is in a very healthy place. Let's see if they can get their viewership up and more sponsors, but I believe ladies golf on the LPGA tour is really not just a global game for all of them, but it is a game that is in the tour that is in an excellent place, and I think more and more people are going to watch the LPGA tour. Craig, what do you make of it? I mean, I've had people and even say so on this show that, well, it was a woman that won or this or that, and that was years ago. But I never agreed with it. I always thought that I didn't care what tour you won on. If you won on a tour, you were one of the, well, you were the greatest player on that tour that week. And, the whole world golf ranking is based on consistency over time. But, I've always thought in my mind, okay, the greatest player in the world is Thitakul. The greatest player in the world is right now Balamaki. He beat everybody else. And those that didn't play, well, that was their choice. But right now, he's the number one player in the world. Now, I know it doesn't work that way. It's only an opinion. You want to write to me? GolfAdams@MSN.com. Okay, so Thitakul wins back to back and sets the scoring average for the season, beating Annika's old record. You knew that was bound to happen, although, well, it's Annika. So Thitakul has got her place in the history books for sure, for sure. Okay, what about the Ryder Cup? Oh, it's still in the news. By the way, folks, you can go different places, and I think you can go to RyderCup.com, if I'm not mistaken, and you can still buy gear. You can get your Ryder Cup gear from New York, which was now nearly 2 months ago, nearly 2 months, about 8 weeks ago. Of course, I was there, and there's a lot more to come from that Ryder Cup, a lot more videos I'll be posting. So we're going to continue to inform and entertain you a little bit with what I did and where we went during our time at the Ryder Cup in New York. But Henrik Stenson, Bob, what's the history on Henrik Stenson and the Ryder Cup, because he's in the news again, guys, that he will now return to the DP World Tour, going back to the European Tour because he is out at LIV Golf, which he went there. And what happened, Bob?
Well, he didn't get in the top 48 at the end of the season. They call it relegation, and he's also 49 years old to give him as well. And so, some people reach his peaks at different times. He paid $1 million fine to the DP World Tour, and he's in their good graces now.
Well, and he paid a price for that though, to go to live, didn't he?
That's right. But he also cashed in on a big and what do you call it? A fee or whatever it may call it, a contract to play for LIV for several years, and that cost him the chance to be a Ryder Cup captain for that first cycle.
And I've got to believe that the European Ryder Cup team is, I don't know about glad that that happened, but certainly history in hindsight, Craig, the European Ryder Cup team is extremely elated, happy, and they cherish one of the great captains in history in Luke Donald. So I think things may happen for a reason. Stenson got a massive payday. He didn't get to be a Ryder Cup captain. We all know how the European team feels about that, playing in the Ryder Cup or being a captain. But it is what it is. Stenson now back on the DP World Tour, 49 years old. Craig, does he go to the PGA Tour Champions next year?
Oh boy, that's an interesting call. He had a membership here for a while too, so I don't know when he left. I would assume he was still a member here too, wasn't he, at the time when he left?
Here's the thing. Can he even play on the PGA Tour Champions?
Well, I'm
Well, he's not a
assuming that
member of the
his
PGA Tour.
I'm assuming though he's got career money list or something that probably puts him somewhere up there as a major winner.
I don't know that that matters. And please hear me, everybody. I don't know the answer because I didn't study it. Because I rely on Craig and Bob and all of you. Write me if you know the answer. GolfAdams@MSN.com. We will get it straight. I'll do some homework. Bob is our historian. Craig knows everything else. But don't you have to be a member of the PGA Tour to play on PGA Tour Champions, Bob?
You have to be a member.
And he's not.
I'm sure he's going to apply. He's 49 years old. He's got a year to discuss it.
Why
There's a
would they let him
rule.
back on? Why would they do it?
Why would they let him?
Yeah, why?
Because he's completely at a year removed from live, I would say, and he's paid his fine to the DP World Tour. I think that would have to qualify.
I haven't
I
heard a
wouldn't
re
say that the DP, excuse me, I wouldn't say that the Champions Tour was going to shun him because of his one year, a few years with Liv when he's already get the he's out of the picture now. He's back in limbo. He's in the gray area, and I would think the Champions Tour, just like the LPGA Tour, would like some eyeballs to see some stars out there.
Yeah, but there's been all of this banter and talk and confusion and chaos back and forth now for 3 or so years that you're out of the PGA Tour, you are suspended, you're banned, you're out. And now we've got players, here's a Stenson going back to the European Tour called the DP World. And then I'm going to presume he will want to play on the PGA Tour Champions. I'm going to presume he would want to do that. Maybe this is a stepping stone for him to get back to the PGA Tour champions at 50 years old. But I think that they have to accept him back onto the tour, Craig. And I don't know that they're doing that with any of the LIV players. Is there any LIV player that has been able to come back to the PGA Tour or the Champions Tour so far?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know how
No.
many that have tried. I mean, Henrik may be the first one. I mean, like I said, when he left, I don't know if he was a member of the PGA Tour. I don't know that.
Well, he played in PGA Tour events, so he would have somehow or other had to have
He could
been.
have had sponsors exemptions and stuff
Okay.
like that.
Bob, do you know?
Don't have it in front of me, Ray, but I think it's easy to find.
No, we'll figure it
Yeah.
out. And 1 week from today, when we resume the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on Golf News Net and all the big audio platforms, where you can find us and we stay there and live there forever, you'll hear us talk about it 1 week from today. I'm making a note in my production notes and let's find out about this. In the meantime, I'll call Henrik and see what he thinks. I don't, he's one of a few players I don't have his phone number. I'm teasing everybody. There are many of them that I do. And boy, would I
Yeah.
love to get the opinion of some of the Champions Tour players as to what they think about it. I'm going to guess they're pretty easygoing people. And especially if they're Europeans, or I just wonder what Miguel Angel Jimenez's opinion is. Do you welcome Stenson back to the Champions Tour if he wants to play? But that's all up to the new CEO of the PGA Tour, right, Bob?
He obviously in July of 2022, when this all went down, Henrik was suspended by the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour,
Yeah.
obviously, because they were in harmony about the LIV Golf. Things have changed radically in the last 3 years, so we'll see.
Well, if they've changed, but I mean, look, if Jon Rahm quits LIV Golf tonight and picks up the phone and calls the PGA Tour and says, I want back on, what are they going to do?
It's not cut and dry that they'll accept
No,
at
it's
all.
not. It
No,
is not. And
there's a lot of stuff going on there.
they're talking about kind of a punishment return that you have to
Yes.
step your way in. You've got
Right.
to take time and pay fees and fines. And Craig, you've got to jump through this hoop and walk on those hot coals. And it's not that you just can't pick up the phone and say, okay, here's $1 million. I'll pay my fine. I'm back on. The answer is so far, no, you've got to go through a bunch of hoops. And I don't even know what all those hoops are, Craig. Do you?
No, but
We've
you
heard
know
about it.
the if Jon Rahm decided, I assume again, I don't know ever any insight or anything, but if he decided he'd quit Liv and whatever his contract is on that, and he wanted to, he would also have the same way he got on the PGA Tour, because I don't believe he went to Q school. He would get a certain amount of sponsor exemptions, and with his majors, what he does in majors, because he would still qualify for those. He might be in the top 100 that he would automatically gain the ability to play on the PGA Tour. Now, it
Well,
doesn't
look at
mean they won't try to fine him or something, but he might still have the ability to play on those events.
okay. All right, we're still talking about the Ryder Cup, and there was an article that came out about the envelope rule again that occurred in New York several weeks ago at the Ryder Cup. I guess the night before the Sunday final rounds. And we had an injury occur with one of the European players. Therefore, the envelope rule went in to play, Bob. Let's talk about the envelope rule, and then we can refer to the article where the player on the American team, and Craig, I know you're going to wax eloquent here in a minute because I think you're a little bit angry about this too. I know I'm not happy with it, but, go ahead, Bob. What's the envelope rule and what happened at the Ryder Cup several weeks ago?
In 1977, the Ryder Cup Europe and Ryder and USA Ryder Cup, not called those entities at that time, tried to figure out a way for equitable balance among teams. If someone gets injured or sick prior to the final day, the singles, and at they instituted a rule where if you have one player out, the other team has to have a player designated to sit out of the competition, and each team would get a half point rather than one team loses an entire point. They said the fairness would make it a balanced 1/2 point. It's been used 3 times in 1979, 1991, and 1993. And now it's 4 times now. And the fourth time was at Bethpage. The last time was Lanny Watkins volunteering to put his name in. And having one of the players that earned their way in through points rather than a captain's pick get the chance to play on Sunday. As it turned out, US won in 1993, the last time we ever did on the road. So it's to me, I just want to ask the general people, do you want to sit out and lose? You're sick, you stumble, you get sick the night before, whatever, and 1 point goes to the other team. Is that the way to do it? Or is it a half point, the fairness? That's the issue.
All right, Craig, what happened? He qualifies for the Ryder Cup. He was not a captain's pick. Who are we talking about? And I will tell you what he said in the article that I read. Maybe both of you read it too, and others of you listening right now. What happened to the player on the American team that was a victim, I think, of the envelope rule?
Harrison English was chosen by Keegan Bradley to go into the envelope. And I would tell you of all the questions that people have with all the questionable decisions that people have asked Keegan about, I think it's the one that has been least discussed. Harrison qualified. He wasn't a captain's pick, and I think that was one of the biggest injustices that they did to him.
Absolutely.
His response was totally justified with what he said, in my opinion, in the article. I said it right after the Ryder Cup when we were on the radio on that Monday. I said Harrison English being in the envelope, being that he qualified, was a terrible injustice to him because he was not a captain's pick. I think it's very disrespectful, no matter how good or bad you're playing at the time, to have somebody that did it on its own merits to then have that taken away from them. And to me, I think that was one of the biggest mistakes Keegan made. And
Was
Harris,
a terrible mistake, and he should have never
he
done
had
that to
all
a
the,
qualified player.
and then they tried to make, he made it sound like, well, then they gave me an earpiece and I got to run around in a golf cart and cheer people on. Great.
No,
That's not
that's
what he
not how
meant.
he felt. He wasn't happy with it because in the article that I read, the words were, "I was pissed, Bob."
I agreed totally, and I was just trying to give you the history behind the rule rather than the intent. But certainly, the player that earns his way onto the team, in my view and Craig's, should not be in the envelope.
So then the question is, Keegan makes this big mistake by putting English in the envelope. English turns out pissed. You know, he had to feel really small that day. Small. And here I am. I 2 years worked my butt off. I legitimately qualified for the Ryder Cup team, and now they're sitting me out. And of course, the European team is elated with getting another half point since they were already beating the poop out of the American team on Saturday night. Right, Craig? I mean, they'd love to take that half point. And
Well, yes. I mean,
well, put them that much
it's
closer.
I like the envelope rule personally. I really do. I think it's a great rule. Once again, when the Ryder Cup was when it was designed and what it was a way to get together and it was gentlemanly. And I think it's a really good way to do it. Now, it may have evolved into something differently,
No.
that they want to discuss it differently, but I like that every team gets a half point in the rule. I think it's
No,
great.
I like it. I like the envelope rule. What I don't like is that Keegan chose, and I don't know that Keegan did this in a vacuum. His assistant coaches probably helped him make the decision. They all did it together. But to choose Harris English, who qualified for the Ryder Cup, to sit him out on Sunday was a bad decision. And it
Well,
hurt
and I can't
English.
believe that none of his vice captains would have came up with that. Nobody, I can't believe they all sat in that room in a vacuum and said, "You know what? Nobody said this. It was, well, Harrison isn't playing very well, so we're going to put him in the envelope."
Well, so who should it have been, Bob? Craig, I'm going to ask you in a minute. Who should have gone in the envelope? Because I think we all agree that it should not have been English. But go ahead. Who do you think should have gone in the envelope?
I look at the players that weren't playing on a darn for the first couple of days, and I don't know how much Morikawa would really be the my choice, probably. Colin Morikawa.
And I agree with that.
Craig.
Yeah, that would have been my pick. I mean, I guess if you wanted to say somebody that hadn't played much, but again, hadn't shown much, but was a little nervous, maybe Ben Griffin too. But my pick would have been Colin Morikawa in a heartbeat.
All right, well, all three of us agree on that one, and here we go. I just wanted to, I read the article and my heart went out. Look, I was there when they did it. I mean, we knew it, and I was there, and we followed, singles matches around, and then we came back, and I was doing interviewing and shooting videos and everything on Sunday, listening to a, I don't even know what the right word is. I'm just going to say that I'm embarrassed for the New York fans at the Ryder Cup at Bethpage, and I ain't going back. Bad English, but that's my position. I mean, unless something big happens as far as changes go. So
That's
we're
a,
going
that's a, that's the theme for this whole story, bad English.
Bob, I love you, man. That was a great one. That was good. Craig, you got to
Dude,
admit, that was a good one.
I agree. The team
Bad
does very
English,
well. Just trying here.
but a
I just
good point. But a good point. A good point.
had my tea and cereal.
Okay, well, I'm drinking my seltzer water and just had my vitamins. Okay, we're off the Ryder Cup, but I'm sure we'll visit it back again. We're going to have some great highlights. And by the way, guys, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, Jack Nicklaus, and we're going to talk about some of the things that we are thankful for. And then I have a very special guest to help me end the show today. We're going to be back in just a moment. Listen to these very, very important sponsors' messages.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
All right, greetings. Welcome back, folks. Ray Adams here with Dr. Bob Denny and Mr. Craig Renshaw, our PGA professionals and historians. And I, only your humble correspondent, and having a lot of fun, loving it. 25 years, folks, doing these radio shows, Great American Golf and this Monday Golf Lifestyle Show on regular Sports Earth Radio. And then last April, moving over to Golf News Net, streaming these radio shows now known as podcast. I think it's so cool. I'm loving it and having fun with it. And we've talked a lot about, well, a number of things already today. I hope you didn't miss it. But if you did and you're just tuning in, click on over to Golf News Net. You'll be able to hear the entire show. Jack Nicklaus wins a big lawsuit. Did I read $50 trillion, Bob?
Yeah, just to summarize it, a Florida jury awarded Jack $50 million at finding that his former business partners defamed him by widely publicizing false statements from a court complaint, damaging his reputation. With the decision, the individuals were not penalized by the court, but the company was. Jack Nicklaus LLC, I think it was, and Jack's family enterprise is one is trying to achieve the use of his name, image, and likeness going forward. There will be appeals that's ongoing, but for the moment, Jack has won in court. And I go back to what this about is sort of erupted is the media spread its tentacles again once this happened, and that Jack was being aligned with having given an offer and courted by LIV Golf back then to be the face of them, and Jack vehemently denied it, and he tried to do it justifiably through his attorneys in court rather than on social media and handle it that way, and that's why this has dragged on so far. But more power to for Jack for protecting his interests, and here's a man 85 years old, and he's still got his faculties, and he still can drive a car, despite what his opponents may say. And he can be pretty important and pretty insightful when it comes to people, because he always gives his opinion, and that's why I always liked about him.
I would love to hear what Jack Nicklaus' opinion is on all of this, PGA Tour LIV stuff and coming back and the world rankings and now LIV Golf is going to four rounds and all that. We'll be talking a lot more about that in the weeks and months to come as it all unfolds in front of us. $50 million for Jack Nicklaus and the company files bankruptcy, right? Now, who was heading up the company that defamed him and that the court found in favor of Jack? Who defamed him?
It was Howard Milstein was the one that originally had purchased the company from Jack, but he was the one that took over the running of the company, and then he used name, image, and likeness, which was not what the Nicklaus family wanted. Not, and that's what the problem was. Okay,
Okay,
and
Craig, what do you
you
make?
got to get control of your own NIL.
Yes, Craig, what do you make of it?
Well, Jack is arguably one of the greatest golfers of all time and could be one of the worst businessmen ever of all time. I mean, he's had three or four times his companies and stuff have been in bankruptcy. I think maybe he trusts people too much. I don't know, but when it comes to business and decisions and stuff and who to align with, he's not done a very good job.
Well, he's the greatest player of all time, and I think about 98% of the people out there would agree with that. And I'm making that number up. It might be 22%, but I'm certainly one that says he's the greatest of all time and on a variety of levels. Nothing against Tiger. Tiger's certainly number two. There's no question about that. Greatest player of all time. And then it goes from there. But for Jack to be defamed, for Jack to be wronged, I mean, we could go on and on and on about it, but we're not going to get into it any further. Certainly, if you want to weigh in, folks, golfadams@msn.com. I'll bring up some of your comments and we can certainly mull it around the next time we're on the air, 1 week from today, because we're going to take a break this coming weekend for the Thanksgiving holiday. Okay, guys, speaking of the Thanksgiving holiday and the week of Thanksgiving, although we should be thankful every day, I'm going to kick it off. And let's talk about, well, before I introduce my next guest, what are we thankful for? I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wonderful wife, beautiful children. I'm thankful for the good Lord above, who holds me in his hand. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139 says in the Bible. I'm thankful for my health. And I'm thankful for sponsors that make these shows possible for a quarter of a century, 25 years on the air. I'm thankful for you, the listeners, the most educated, entertained, an enlightened golf audience on the earth. I can say that. It's called puffery. I own the show. I can say it. I know that you have been with me, many of you, for, well, the first listener to my show was a guy named Tom. Talked to him on the phone the other day. He still listens. And there are many, 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 many of you that have been listening to me for a very long time. And I'm thankful for you, the listeners, because all of this is for you. Yes, I love it, and it's a thrill every time I do a show. Both this show, Great American Golf on Saturday mornings, Match Play with Ray Adams TV show. Go to my Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook sites, and you can see a lot of my TV shows and videos and all of that on all three of those sites. TV shows are all over on YouTube at Match Play TV. So I'm thankful for all of that. I'm thankful for my friends. And Craig, I'm so thankful for you. And I
Thank
mean
you.
that.
Same to you.
And Dr. Bob, you, sir, are the best.
Well, thanks.
You're the best golf historian in America. I'm thankful for great friendships in golf, like Debbie Waitkus and Jill Streit. I'm thankful for my friendship with Don Ray. Thankful for my friendships with, well, probably a couple hundred others. I'm thankful for the folks over in Frisco that I've gotten to know at the home of the PGA of America. I'm thankful for the PGA Expo in Orlando every year. We're all scheduled, set, and ready to be there. I'm thankful that I'm able to go there. And I'm thankful for being a part of the media, for all the various things that I get to do, the people I get to meet. I can go on and on for another hour. I'm done. Bob, what are you thankful for?
Well, Ray, I look at what the game of golf has meant to me as a family. I've looked at the people I've been able to meet, the interviews I've had over the years. I can too numerous to even think about. But what's done for me is make me feel that I made the right choice years ago to stay in golf because it was important to me to have that. And I found that one foot in front of the other, walking is the biggest thing that's helped. Not sitting down and feeling sore for yourself and getting off the couch, doing the right things and meeting the right people because around the corner is the maybe the next best story. And that's what's helped keep me going. And yes, I've been involved with it a long, long time here at the PGA, but the years feel like they've just flown by for a seconds, and I don't feel like I've aged that much more because of the game of golf. And that's what it
Bob, you
makes me
look
feel.
like you're 40 years old. What are you
But
talking about? My
anyway,
gosh.
it just makes me feel that good.
Well, thank you for that. Craig, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful we had a big year this year and moved the family across the country and we're all together and surviving and doing well. So I'm very happy with that.
Planes, trains, automobiles, Mayflower moving vans, houses sold, houses bought, relocations, all of that. You guys have been for the last 3 or 4 months through a controlled chaos. Is that about right?
Yeah. So I mean that's a challenge for anybody. So I'm very happy that we came through it.
But you're happy. All right, listen, guys, stay with me because I want to introduce you at least to a young man. His name is Kian Skold. Kian is joining us right now from none other than Frisco, Texas. And we've been talking about Frisco, the home of the PGA of America. Kian, I want you to meet Dr. Bob Denny. He is a PGA of America historian. And Craig Renshaw is a member of the PGA for life. And he lives in Florida now, transplanted from Phoenix recently. And Kian has invented a wonderful golf product that's one of my favorite products of the year called Greenside Essentials Golf Towel. Kian, tell them about yourself. Let's start with you. But before we do, tell us what you're thankful for.
Well, once again, thank you for having me on the show today, Ray. I'm super excited to be here to talk about my product a little bit and what I've been able to create. But yeah, this for starters, for what I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for my family and having the opportunity to be here with you guys today to talk about my product, and also just for, being able to start my business. And I'm thankful for everybody that's helped me along the way and who's made it possible for me, and just pretty much everything that I've been able to do, I'm thankful for.
Kian, tell us, you created the Greenside Essentials company at greensideessentials.com. Kian and his 3-in-1 golf towel is in my holiday gift guide that has gone out to everybody, and I'm pleased to announce that he got a big bump on his website, probably because of my gift guide, and he also put out a big promotion as well. And so, but Kian, what impressed me so much about this towel, this product, and there's a million towels out there, we all know that. But what impressed me was the removable brush. I love that. But I got to go back to the beginning. Kian is still in high school.
Yes, sir, I am.
He goes to Frisco High School, Craig.
Nice.
And here he has invented a, I think, one of the, if not the best golf towel that I've seen in 100 years. I just love it, and that's why I brought it in to the show. And Kian is on, and put him in the gift guide. And we're going to be talking about this towel and helping him promote it. Kian, did you wake up in the middle of the night and you were worried about having to take a high school test the next morning, and you brushed your hair and you said, "Oh, I'm going to invent a golf towel." No. But how did it go down?
Well, so I always wanted to kind of start a business. And one of the things that I, thought about doing was I looked at, selling just random products on Amazon for a long time. But I thought about, I wanted to find a certain niche that could kind of fit what I'm, passionate about. And so because I'm on the high school golf team and I thought maybe I can do something in the golf industry. And the golf industry is a great place to do business. And I've learned that a lot. I didn't really realize how great it was going to be getting into the golf industry. But I thought about golf products, what golf products could, maybe use another product, right? And so I looked at, some golf products like gloves and hats. The problem with those golf products is there's already a lot of big brands that sell that. But one thing that I know, Ray, you probably would notice this as well, on people's golf bags, literally, I would probably say every golfer has a different golf towel, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of diverse golf
Yeah.
towels out on the market. And so
Yeah.
I felt like there was a way to fit in kind of for that. So I decided, and this was in July 2024. That's when I started the business. I said, I'm going to see if I can probably try to create my own business out of this. And so we started with our first golf towel, which I released in September. And that had like a little silicone brush on it. It's still available on our website today. Originally the plan was to just sell on my website, right, and see how that goes. But I was playing at the course that I'm a member at one day, and I was like, I wonder if I can get them in the pro shop here, because I saw some towels in there. And so I went to our head pro and I talked to him, and he was like, I would love to put them in the pro shop. And I was like, this is awesome. Now I can actually, instead of just selling on the website, I can also have them possibly in the pro shop. So
Yes.
I started working with them, and I started looking at, another brush option that my supplier had at the time, which was actually a bristle brush that has bristles instead of silicone. So we were able to do an order with my club here. We sold them those towels with the bristle brush on it. And then we also had our first big partnership with NTPGA up here in Frisco. One thing that I also thought about was, the tee gifts. At these tournaments, they give out tee gifts for juniors. So I was like, maybe I could try getting my towels into this organization to where they can give them out as tee gifts. And they love my idea. I met with them and they placed an order. So I started, gradually expanding last year. And this was not even a year ago. This was in December, all the way to, I'd say, March or May. And at that point, I was looking at customer feedback and I wanted to see, what can I make that's something even cooler than what I have right now, right? The brush that we had before was sewn into the towel, and that's it was good. It's a great brush, but I wanted to see, what if I could make it to where you could actually take that brush on and off the towel, right?
And there's other features about the towel that we love. It's got the magnet in it.
Right.
The detachable brush that can go in your pocket if you're off hitting shots and you want to clean your clubs between your shots. And of course, it's got the attachment to hang it on your bag, and it comes in different colors. I love the new camo colors.
Yeah, the new camo
Those
blue,
are
yeah.
way cool, and I love the material, the fabric you've come up with. Here's a young guy, folks, that is in high school, and he invents all of this. And works his guts out. I'm sure he lays up at night with worry, but also with excitement and
Right.
anticipation to get it not only manufactured but to market. And here he is a year or so later, 15 months later, whatever. But he also holds down a job. What a work ethic, Craig. I'm telling you, here's a young guy that I can really admire and respect. High school student, family guy. Living in Frisco, has a job, invents a golf towel and something very unique. I love it.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I want to ask you, the folks are going to see you, they're seeing you in the gift guide, and that's going to go out again a second time, everybody. If you want to be in it, you write to me, give me your email, golfadams@msn.com. But key in greensideessentials.com is where they go. And there's a video there about the towels. It shows you everything. There's photos, there's your shopping
Right.
experience. It's all very simple. It's very easy. If you want to get this towel, you want to go there. It's very affordable, priced perfectly for the holidays. This is not $100 or $200 or $300. or more. This is a very, very easy price for you to buy a gift and get it to the golfer in your life. And we've got some Black Friday things coming up later
Right,
this
there are some
week.
Black Friday sales right now on that too,
And
right?
there's Black
So,
Friday sales
yeah.
on the greensideessentials.com website. All right, very good. Kian, I'm going to give you the final word. Tell me about the towel. Talk to the folks. I'm going to give you the final word about the Greenside Essentials towel. What do you want them to know?
Well, I want them to know that, every golfer should have this on their golf bag. It's so useful, when you're, let's say you go out play some holes early in the morning and there's some dew out there, or it's like today in Frisco, it's raining. And, if you're out there when your club gets muddy, instead of, just grabbing a regular golf towel, wiping it down, one thing that our towel with that brush that we have on there that's so useful is instead of having to grab a tee and, go through each groove, trying to get the debris that's stuck between the grooves, all that you do is just, grab our towel, scrub it down, and it cleans those grooves right away. So you have an
Well,
accurate shot.
we know that tees don't really clean grooves, do they, Craig? They're
Yeah.
too
Oh.
big. The end is too big, right?
Yep. They don't get in there very well.
Yeah. And like it just doesn't do a good job. And so, it's all on the towel, right? So you're not having to go look for another thing to clean your club face off. It's just the brush, and then wipe it down when you're finished, and you're good. Also, another thing that's really nice about it is, of course, like you mentioned, the magnet that we have on there now. That magnet is really useful because if you're wanting to, go hit some chip shots around the green or on the side of the green, all that you got to do is t stick it on your golf club, bring it with you next to the side of, next to some of the golf balls that you have, hit your chip shots, and then when you want to, wipe down that club, all you got to do is pick it up with the golf club, grab the brush, scrub it down, and you're good to go.
We love it.
And then, also on the, you could just stick it on the golf cart. And if you're somebody that's like, oh, I don't really need the magnet as much, we have the carabiner, which you are also known as a clip. All you got to do is clip it on the side of the towel, you have it there as well. So
You thought
it's
of
great.
everything. This is Kian Skold from greensideessentials.com, and he's got the 3-in-1 golf towel. All the features are there. Kian, thank you so much for joining today. We appreciate you so much. We'll have you on again. And
Awesome, yeah.
he's in the holiday gift guide, folks. If you want to be in, golfadams@msn.com. Send me your email. You're automatically on the big list. Kian, thank you so much. All
Yeah,
right,
thank you so
Dr.
much for
Mark.
having me, Ray.
There he is, Kian Skold, Greenside Essentials. All right, Dr. Bob, the final word from you today, and then Craig, what should be working on? What should we be doing? What should we be thinking? What's going on the week of Thanksgiving in the golf world?
Well, I would say that with all the rain you guys have had, it's a nice way to practice a short game. And it's a great way to learn whether or not you're using the bounce well on pitching and chipping. If your leading edge is digging, which is not something you really want to do, this wetness will cause a lot of problems. So it's a good time to get out there and work on the short game and make sure you're using the bounce in the bottom of the club well.
Absolutely. Now, does that mean, Craig, that you might want to take a higher lofted club with a wider flange and therefore you get a better bounce when it's wet and you're around the green?
Yeah, you can, but I think it's a good way just to make sure a good ball positions and make sure your technique is proper. I mean, you're going to dig a little, but you'll know exactly whether or not it's being used proper or not because you're going to see a you'll see the depth of the divot will be quite a bit different.
All right, Craig Renshaw, there he is. Happy Thanksgiving. Blessings to
Thank you,
you and
Ray.
your family. We'll talk to Craig in a week. Bob, final word from you.
Someone asked, did the original settlers in Thanksgiving ever play golf? I've heard that. I've heard that. That the colonists had some ties to Calvinists in the UK and other places that did play golf. So,
But
but
around those years, Bob, help me out here. Wasn't it a
yeah.
du wasn't it a Dutch game around that time in the in those years that golf was being created and invented and then coming on over into the Scotland, St. Andrews area? You tell me.
Actually, no. Actually, the organization of the game of golf would be in Scotland, and the Dutch did have a similar type of game with clubs and balls, but it wasn't quite as routed, or I should say, organized as what we saw in Scotland. So, the answer it would be no.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, very good. There's Bob Denny, Craig Renshaw, Kian Skoll joining us from greensideessentials.com, your humble correspondent, yours truly. I'm Ray Adams, and this has been the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Many blessings. Stay safe. And never one drop, never one drop. And you know what I mean by that. I've been talking about it forever. Have a lot of fun with your family and stay on the positive, loving, warm, and friendly side of this holiday season. Leave all of the negative stuff out. We don't need it, and we don't need the stress. Blessings, folks. Back with you in 1 week from today on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show here on golfnewsnet.com.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.